would you have gone after a Carlos Lee in this situation?
Well, Carlos Lee was, I think, probably the best bat other than Soriano in the free agency, and Carlos Lee had a Texas tie. But I think one of the reasons they wanted to tie him up early is they had one of the bottom-performing offenses last year, and in order to convince Roger Clemens and Andy Pettit that maybe they should think about coming back and pitching another year, they went out and got one of the best bats to help their offense. The other things they've got to do to build up that lineup, they're trying to get done quickly, and I think that's all part and parcel of trying to convince Clemens and Pettit to come on back. You're going to have a better club behind you.
And do you think that's enough? Do you think that Clemens is ready, A, for another year in general, and B, that that's enough for them? Because there was a time, that first 6 weeks that he was back, when they weren't scoring anything.
Well, I mean, he had about a 7-6 with about a 2.3 ERA last year, and he's a six-inning pitcher, there's no doubt about it. But, you know, if they pay him $10 or $11 million for his, 18 to 20 start, that might not be a bad return for a guy that's going to give you that kind of performance. And if their bullpen stays strong, they score some more runs, Roger may be saying, I like this better. And obviously the big, really the big apple for Roger that they're holding out in front of him is the fact, and Pettit as well, as they both live in Houston, and they do want to stay there if they feel it's going to be a competitive club.
Let's talk about Moises Alou, 40 years of age. It's as if the 40-year barrier has been cracked, too, not just for pitchers but also for hitters. Here's a guy that in 98 games, he had basically the same numbers as Gary Matthews Jr., 301 batting average, 22 home runs, 74 RBIs, and that seems to strengthen the middle of their lineup. They had a lot of problems, the Mets did, against left-handed pitching. Would you have thought this was a good move?
Well, one thing about Alou is he's done it year in and year out when he's healthy. And Mo, I had Mo in Montreal, and he's an exceptional offensive player. At that point, he was a very good defensive player, but I think his legs have gotten a little older than the rest of the body. His hands are still working extremely well. And when he's in the lineup and healthy, he can be a force and drive runs in. He does know how to hit. He hits to all parts of the field. He's got some power that they can rely on. He's not necessarily a 3-4-5 bat, but you put him in maybe a 6 and a 7 slot with their lineup in New York, and he's going to be a very strong bet for them. For me, the only thing there that they have to take a look at, the reason he only played in 98 games is he did have some health problems last year. They have to be satisfied that they're okay with him maybe playing 100 to 110 ball games and staying maybe on the DL once or twice during the season. Obviously, they feel good about that. But Alou is a fine player, and I think he'll step in and probably be a plus for them over what they replaced in Cliff Floyd in left field.
And he provides some power. What about the argument that you want to stack your talent, that Andy Chavez was really better coming off the bench as a fourth outfielder? Is that a good thing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think people realize that Chavez is mostly a defensive player. He made some great plays in the championship series. But he's a guy that can come in. He is learning how to bunt better. He could get on base. He can be a base stealer. But he's a spark plug, and I don't think at this point, he may be 2 or 3 years down the road, the next Gary Matthews Jr. Gary, as you know, he played for 6 years, but he's played for about 6 or 7 clubs. So Andy Chavez is a favorite of Omar Minaya, probably growing on Willie Randolph too at this point. So he's a guy that's a great guy to come off the bench, pinch run, go in defensively, which they'll probably do with Moises Alou at the end of the game just based on his range these days.
And then you've got a big signing with the Dodgers. Pierre was in Chicago last year. He had the most hits in the league, 58 steals. You always are, I think, adding a lot of depth when you add speed to a team as well. How important is this to the Dodgers?
Well, 2 years ago, before Pierre went to Chicago, he was coming off a great season. He was a very solid, fine player. He had a bad year in 2005, and really was available to Chicago because of that. He went there and resurrected himself, got himself going again. He's a very fine player, and especially with that speed off there, as you know, he does know how to utilize his speed offensively and defensively. He's a plus out there. So when you could take the middle of your defensive alignment, you've got a strong center fielder, you've got a strong second baseman, shortstop, and a catcher. That really helps defensively, and defense and pitching are what the Dodgers have been about for years and years.